Okay, let's move on to our regular agenda, item 904.
Accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $125,000 and authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Transportation, Transportation Safety Division for the 2016 Motor Carrier Safety Assistance Program for motor carrier safety inspections by the Police Bureau traffic sworn personnel.
You're going to talk to us about this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just give us your name and take it away.
I'm Neil Glasky. I'm a Portland police officer assigned to the traffic division. I've been a police officer for 21 years, 13 of them being at Portland, and I'm currently one of the certified truck inspectors for the city of Portland. Every year, Oregon Department of Transportation is required to develop an annual commercial motor vehicle safety plan. And part of that plan this year is the Portland Police Bureau has been awarded $125,000 to be used until July 1st, 2017, to enforce commercial motor vehicle safety laws. This grant will allow us to expand our truck inspections to concentrate on safety violations from commercial motor vehicles. Our current inspection ratio is we're placing approximately 43% of the trucks out of service that we inspect. And as of October 1st, 2016, the traffic division has conducted 186 truck inspections, with approximately 81 of those placed out of service. Along with the truck inspections, the grant will cover costs incurred by the Portland Police Bureau, including our wages and any other expenses incurred from this truck inspection grant.
Thank you. Questions?
Obviously, this is a very important function that the Police Bureau is doing. We've also heard that we're really stretched and the offices are already working a lot of overtime. How does this fit in with the current staffing problems in the Police Bureau?
Yes, ma'am. This will be done outside of our normal work hours, and each truck inspector is required to do an annual inspection of 32 inspections. So this is something that will be part of the requirement as it is.
Won't that stop our offices from working overtime on something else?
Not necessarily, ma'am. With our current staffing shortage, like I said, we have 13 truck inspectors. We're all required to do the inspections annually, so this will just enable us to do it at the with the state reimbursing us the cost.
So do the 13, is that all they work on, is the truck inspections?
No, ma'am. We also do other traffic-related enforcement, our normal daily job functions, crashes, DUIs, traffic enforcement, major crash team.
Thank you.
Officer, did I understand you to say that over 40% of the trucks that you inspect get taken off service, out of service?
Yes, sir.
And could you just give us a sense of what are some of the most common violations that you uncover?
A lot of the violations that we cover are related to the truck themselves. It could be anything from the lack of tread on a tire to the breakaway switches on the external brakes for the trailer. We also have several drivers that are placed out of service every year for working over their logbook hour requirements. And we have several other safety violations like lighting on trucks. We've stopped several trucks this year that actually have no taillights or brake lights, which is a huge safety factor because with traffic traveling behind these large 80,000-pound trucks, there's no warning that the truck is coming to a stop.
And is it possible to generalize as between trucks that have a Oregon license and trucks that have a license from another state?
We're seeing the same ratio among all of these trucks, even from Oregon and out of state. Several of the trucks that we stop are actually interstate trucks that travel through the area, and we're finding the same violations.
Thank you very much.
So you operate on the interstate system, I take it, like
yes, sir.
Interstate 84?
Yes, sir. And this grant also covers all public highways within the city of Portland. So we do quite a bit on surface streets also.
Do you actually pull over at random trucks, or how does that work that you get to go look for the tire tread and such?
We are required to stop a truck when we have an actual violation. We cannot randomly just pull over a truck that we see. We have to have some type of safety violation, such as speeding, lack of required lighting, no seatbelt. We even get several truck drivers, it might be hard to believe, but several of them are actually using their cell phone while they're driving, distracted driving.
Thank you very much for your work.
Yes. Yeah, thank you for your work. Thank you. Okay, does anybody wish to testify on this item?
Yes, we had a request.
Okay. You can go ahead and have a seat, Officer Glass.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, if you could just give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Okay, my name is Robert West. I'm from the police, 911. And we have several agencies that have these truck inspections. There's weight stations. There's the state police, the sheriffs, and they're sitting there saying that the officer's going to have their time, and then they're going to do the truck inspection as overtime. And we're short on police officers as it is. We shouldn't be giving these officers overtime when the city police are sitting there saying, well, we can't give pay raises. We don't have enough officers. I think we should staff what we have and let the state and the counties do it. We don't get any money from the fines that they're issuing.
Sir, this ordinance provides that the state will give us $125,000 to cover the cost. Do you have a comment about that?
So yes,
they're in effect reimbursing us for that cost.
Right. I don't think the Portland Police Traffic Division should be doing the truck stops.
Okay.
They have broken down cars on, you see regular police units, you know, Prowl or whatever you call them, handling those. When actually it should be a vehicle broke down, it should be a traffic officer and stuff. Like I said, we're really short. I hate to see the officers do overtime, you know, when we're so short on officers as it is. And the police have sat there and said the officers are stressed out because of how much overtime they're doing now, you know, because they don't have the officers do what they need to do. So that's what I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, this is an emergency ordinance because a delay would jeopardize the awarding of the grant funds from the Oregon Department of Transportation. Carla, please call the roll.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for this important work. First of all, I trust the police chief that this is a good use of overtime. And second, the 40% failure rate certainly, and also that the truck has to have done something wrong in the first place to be stopped, shows that this is really a crucial safety issue that we want to work towards Vision Zero, so it will. Aye.
I'm glad Commissioner Fritz said that, because this makes our streets safer for everybody, for pedestrians, for bikers, and for people in automobiles. And we have a long way to go to make our roads safer. And that's why we are, as a council, four square behind Commissioner Novick's Vision Zero campaign. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you for bringing this grant forward, and thank you for your work. It is indeed disturbing to hear so many trucks are taken out of service. Aye.